Good morning, beautiful carrot community. I'm recording this in the morning. If you're listening to this in the evening, afternoon, whenever it is, have an amazing day. But what we're going to talk about today is it's another episode in my marketing 15-minute series. So this one here, y'all, is actually based on a poster that we have hanging in the offices here at Carrot in the loft. And it's something that I continually have to revert myself back to oftentimes when I'm creating marketing pieces, whether it's for our company here at Carrot or for clients that I have had in the past or when we're working with our real estate investor and real estate agent clients, okay? And this episode is going to be people don't buy products, they buy better versions of themselves, okay? People don't buy products, they buy better versions of themselves. And it's a picture of Super Mario. And Super Mario is running in the video game. You got the normal size version of Super Mario there on the left side of the picture. He's running. Ahead of him is a flower. Ahead of him is a flower. And on the other side, on the right side of the poster, the direction he's running is the big fireball throwing Super Mario. And on that poster, you see Super Mario looking at the flower. And the way that most people sell their product, the way that most real estate investors sell their service of buying something fast, is they're selling the feature, okay? The feature of it is, hey, you know, we can pay cash for your house, okay? That's a feature. Okay, so why does it matter? What's the benefit? What's the benefit of them getting a cash offer? Okay, so you might say, well, cool, we can close quickly. We can close in 7 days. That's a feature, okay? A feature is we can close in 7 days. What's the benefit of them? How is their life going to be better after working with you, not just marketing the features of your service? As a real estate agent, and I'm gonna relate it back to Super Mario here in a second. As a real estate agent, most agents say, hey, we'll list your house. Hey, we'll help you find a house. Okay, hey, we have great marketing. Okay, and a lot of people say that we have great marketing. We're really good at marketing. I'm a shrewd negotiator. Okay, I was reading a real estate agent description in Zillow the other day, one here locally, and she's a great agent. But the very first thing she said is Betsy's shrewd negotiation tactics, da 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 da. And she started talking about feature after feature after feature, but not really the benefits that those features are going to provide. How is my life and experience going to be better? What is my fireball throwing Super Mario version of myself after working with you? Most people are selling the flower. Most people are saying, I've got this beautiful flower. I've got this awesome flower. It pops out of this little green tube, and this flower can help you kind of throw fireballs. It's kind of cool. It helps you throw fireballs. Those are features, okay? The flower is the product. Throwing fireballs is a feature. Why the heck would I care about getting this flower and throwing fireballs? That's what you need to sell. Okay, so the way that I would actually sell the flower isn't, hey, I've got this awesome flower, it helps you throw fireballs, okay? It's, man, have you been, you know, this is gonna be kind of copy off the top of my head, so it might be good copy, might be terrible copy, okay? So it could be something effective. Oh man, you know, when you're running through the video game Super Mario, there's all these predators out there. There's the whatever they're called, you know, there's little mushroom things that pop up. There's the big Bowser guy. There's like all these other, there's all these predators. And you can totally kind of go about tackling them yourself, just your normal self. But imagine if you could beat that predator in just 5 blows. Right now, you've got to have 20 blows. You have to jump on the top of the guy 20 times. Imagine if you could do it in just 5 times. How much time would that save you, Super Mario? How much quicker could you get to the princess if you're able to do it in just 5? And also, you know what? The way that you've currently got to do it, you have to run up, you have to get into the, you know, into the enemy's zone, and you got to run up, jump on their head, and that's really dangerous, okay? The success rate of that's only 50%, but imagine if you could stand back 30 feet and just throw a fireball. What if you just threw a bunch of fireballs, you never had to get really close to the enemy, and you could throw a bunch of fireballs, kill them in five throws rather than 20, and now you can get to the princess 40% faster and save energy, which is going to help you to make it through more levels quickly, and da 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 da, okay? So now you're like, cool. And the way that I can help you with that is I've got this flower, and this flower does it all for you. All you have to do is just jump on the screen tube, grab that flower, and you're good to go. And then the person's gonna go, oh my gosh. So all I've got to do is get the flower to get in, to get all that. All I've got to do is get the flower to change the course of this video game. All I've got to do to get that time benefit, the extra success ratio, the saving myself from the danger of being too close to the enemy, all I've got to do is jump on the flower. Okay, so what's your version of that? as a real estate investor, real estate agent, or if you're listening to this locally or anywhere else in any other type of business, what I would do is I would pull back and write down, what is my product? Okay, if you're an attorney, your product is legal services, right? So I would write down legal services. What is my product? If you're a real estate agent, your product is, you know, essentially representing a buyer and seller in a real estate transaction and being able to get it on the MLS. That's my product, okay? Or you, if you're a real estate investor, your product is being able to make a cash offer, okay, to buy homes from people and sell them quickly, and then I am able to sell inventory to people who want to buy investment properties. That's my product. Okay, so now what are the features? Okay, now write down the features of your product. Okay, I would literally get out a piece of paper, pause this, draw a few lines on the piece of paper, draw two vertical lines, okay? The left line is your product. The middle line is gonna be your features. The right line is your benefit, okay? And what you wanna do in your marketing is I like to lead with the benefit. Okay, your marketing should lead with the benefit, reinforce it with the features, and say, hey, to get all of that, all you have to do is buy my product. Most people's marketing says, hey, I've got this product, here's a couple cool features, and we barely mention any benefits that you get. When you shift your marketing around to benefit focused, you reinforce it with mentioning the features that help you get the benefits, and then you go, awesome, all of that helps. All you have to do to do all that is just to buy my product. Okay, so if you're a real estate investor, once again, your product is the cash offer, your product is da 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 da. Now let's go to features. Features as an investor are I can close quickly. Okay, that's 7 days, 7 day close or whatever. Feature is I can make a cash offer. Feature is I can pay for your moving expenses and things like that, okay? So start naming the features of what you do. And then same thing with real estate agents. What are the features? Well, I can get you on the MLS as a feature. We have great marketing campaigns, okay? That's a feature. We do amazing open houses. We're gonna put 100 people in an open house. That's a feature. Okay, it's a personalized service. We will drive you around to all of the properties. That's a feature, whatever your features are, okay? Now let's list all the benefits those features provide. So as a real estate investor, the benefit of a 7 day close would be you don't have to wait and continue to stress and continue to worry about what you're doing with this property so you can finally get on with your life. Okay, that's a benefit, y'all. That's what you wanna sell. Sell that, okay? Sell that. And then you say, how do I do that? Well, we have a couple programs. We have a program where we can close in 7 days, where we can pay all cash, and we have this and we have that, and it can really help you to finally reduce the stress with this housing situation so you can get on with your life in as little as 7 days. Okay, that right there is what you sell. Okay, so now let's look at another feature and let's tie it to a benefit. So another feature is the cash offer. It's kind of tied to that benefit I just talked about, but let's say the cash offer, the benefit there is, okay, you can be insured that we will close on your property because we are the buyer of the property. What happens with listing traditionally oftentimes on the MLS is you know, 16% of buyers end up backing out of the transaction or the transaction falls through, which that's real stats. Like I looked that up, there are markets in the country where up to 16% of transactions fall through. Now in many markets that are really hot, it's in the low single digits, okay? But use the stats from whatever your market is. But that's a feature than a benefit, okay? What is another one, let's say, as a real estate investor? Okay, so another feature as a real estate investor is I'll pay for your moving expenses. Okay, so now let's tie that. What is the benefit that they get? What's the superhero version of that? Okay, and that it'd be something like this. We understand that in a situation like you're in right now, it can be really stressful. And all of the things that go with this property burden that you have can really compound on the stress. All of the things in the house, the junk in the house, the whatever it is, all of the heavy furniture you've got to now deal with to try to move and the expense that goes with that. And we can understand that expense can be a burden and the time can be a burden. So what we have done is we have a moving program where we pay for your moving expenses, and we will even haul off all of the trash for you for free as a part of our service. This makes it so you don't have to worry about the burden anymore. It makes it so you can get back to your normal life and not have to worry about the mess that there is to clean up. You can finally sign a document this week and be done with everything and have cash in your home in 7 days. And you can completely walk away from the situation. We will take on all the house problems for you. How does that sound? Okay. So that is way, way different than talking about, we'll buy your house, pay cash, 7 days close. Okay. I'm going to wrap it with this. I'm going to head into the office for a workout. But this is what I want you guys to do, is I want you to go and do that exercise, like I said, and go a lot deeper. I was only able to go really, really high level there for you, of course, right? So go a lot deeper, y'all. I want you to write down every feature you can think of, okay? And a feature is, hey, this is like a part of my product. I'll give you an example. Okay, let's say I've got a backpack, and a backpack has a lot of features, okay? It might have 7 zip-up pockets. That's a feature. It might have a leather, you know, a leather bottom to it that kind of has some strength, adds some strength to it. That's a feature, okay? It might have some sort of weatherproofing coating on the outside. That's a feature. So then you look at all those features and go, cool, why does this feature exist? What benefit does it provide you to even make this feature worthy? So then the feature of the little leather, you know, wrapped bottom of the thing is, hey, have you ever had backpacks where after 8 months to a year, it starts to get worn down. It starts to wear holes in the bottom of the backpack. And eventually you have things falling out of the bottom of the backpack. Well, we experienced that too. So what we did is we took this, you know, 3 mil thick leather bottom. We've actually sewn it in with this special type of sewing so it won't go away. And and we tested this, and this thing is durable. We've given a lifetime guarantee on this part of our product to where you'll never have to worry about the leather wearing through, things falling out of your bag, it looking ratty, it looking old, and okay? So now you can finally have a backpack that you can rely on, and you can just keep on going on, okay? So that is the benefit. Sell the fire-throwing Super Mario version of your product. People want to buy better versions of themselves, not products. Okay, how do we relate that to Carrot now? And then we'll wrap this puppy up. We ran a lot of split tests on our own homepage here at Carrot, and we've done the same thing on your guys' websites as real estate investors and agents. So I'll give you a couple examples of tests. So one test that we ran internally here at Carrot was on our homepage. Originally we had high converting real estate investor. This is before we launched into Agent Carrot. Originally it said high converting real estate investor websites. That are easy to launch and something like that. Okay. So it worked. It worked. People bought it because hey, they needed a website. They wanted to convert high. They might've kind of understood what that meant. Therefore, okay, I'll go ahead and buy the thing. But after we started running a bunch of split tests, we found that a different message performed far, far, far better. It wasn't even close. And what that message was more based around the benefits that they're going to get from our high converting platform. And so the thing that won all of them was a headline that said, stop losing leads. Okay. Stop losing leads. Then right below it, I said, our high performing real estate investor websites convert more online leads than any other platform. So you can blah, like it gave another benefit. Okay. So the difference there, y'all, was they had a problem, which is they're likely losing leads in their business because they're driving people to a website that's not optimized for conversion as well as it could be, okay? So they start looking at that and they go, man, so this isn't just a website. This isn't just high converting. The high converting part is a feature. That's not a benefit, that's a feature. Why would I care that it's high converting? Oh, shoot, it's gonna help me stop losing leads. Am I losing leads right now? Is my website helping me lose leads right now? Man, I need to stop losing them. If I stop losing them, that means more deals. That means more profit in my bank account. That means more momentum. It means I won't have to go back to my day job. It means I can hire the next person to get me out from underneath the load of work that I'm taking on all myself because I'm a solo operator. That's what that means. As soon as we did that and shifted the script, then all of a sudden the conversion rate on that page went way up. Now let's flip over to the real estate investor website, some tests we ran. Okay, so a lot of things that we had ran in the past, years ago, it was actually okay to mainly talk about the product and the feature because the service was relatively new a decade ago. Okay, we talked about market sophistication in the previous marketing episode where we say, hey, during the early phases of an industry, you don't have to drive home benefits a lot. You don't have to drive home the fireball throwing Super Mario, version of Super Mario. You might even just have to say, hey, I've got this product and here's these cool features and people will buy it because it's new. But as a market gets more competitive and it gets more cluttered, then talking about the benefits is even more important. Okay, that's even more important. So 5, 6, 7 years ago, even before Carrot, we could straight up just, we buy houses. Like that's what we do. That's the feature, right? That worked and it still does work for a lot of people, but it doesn't work as well as it did 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. okay, because the market sophistication level has advanced. So as we started to run tests, we started to look at it and go, okay, cool. What are some of the benefits that they provide? And let's run headlines on those. Okay, let's run headlines on those. And so one of the big benefits that started to work really well in headlines is I'll go look at one of the websites, and we can maybe post some up here. But one of the benefits was essentially, I need to go look at one of the websites. Oh, it was avoid the hassles and time of listing your house. So that was a big benefit, man. I just want to avoid all the hassle. So the headline wasn't exactly that, it was close, okay? But it's talking about the benefits. Hey, avoid the hassles and frustrations of listing your house, okay? Avoid the real estate commissions and put more money in your pocket so you can invest it in places that can help your family. Like those types of things were starting to stand out, and those currently do stand out in a big way in the market, okay? So we'll post some examples below, but I want to challenge you guys. This week, create a Facebook ad. This week, create a page. This week, look at your Carrot website and look at the headline and say, what can I add to this that's more specific to my business that talks about the benefits my client will get rather than just the features in the product? Next time you're talking with the client, talk about the benefits that feature in that house will give them as a real estate agent. If you're walking through someone with a house, quit talking about features. Okay, quit talking about features. Quit saying, oh, when it's got this two-sink vanity, and it's got this, you know, it's got marble countertops, and it's got this, it's got river access. Quit talking about those. Lead with the benefits. Hey, I know your family really likes water sports, and you know what? This house has amazing river access, so you guys can go kayaking, canoeing anytime you want to. Great fishing out front, so you don't even have to leave your home or property and drive 20 minutes to go fly fishing like you used to. And da da da, you get it all with this riverfront property. Talk about that stuff. All right. One thing I want to drive you guys to is go to carrot.com/blog. We have a lot of different things like this. And also what I want you to do is if you're not a Carrot member yet and you're looking at joining Carrot and you're wanting to see how can Carrot help you do more of what I'm talking about? How can Carrot help you stand out? How can Carrot help you convert more visitors into leads? How can Carrot help you close more deals with the existing traffic you have coming in if you're a pro or experienced investor? That's one of the biggest things our pro and experienced investors have done to switch over to Carrot from their custom sites or $10,000 or their $15,000 custom sites is they say, you know what? Carrot actually converts more of my existing offline traffic and offline traffic into leads. Carter Steph, we did a case study with the largest home buyer in Oklahoma City, and we added over $20,000 to $30,000. He says it right there in the podcast, $20,000 to $30,000 in extra revenue is now on his bottom line simply because he switched over to a better high performing framework, the Carrot system. It's ranking higher, it's converting better, and it also increases lead to close ratio by over 50%. If you want those same results, y'all, go to carrot.com/webinar, check out our webinar. It's an automated webinar, it runs every single day. Check it out, carrot.com/webinar, or just hit us up. We'd love to talk with you, love to see if it's a fit for you, and hop on a call and answer any of your questions. We'll talk soon, guys, carrot.com/webinar or carrot.com, and just learn more. See ya.